Right, hi everyone, I'm Ethan, and I'm here with Will.
Hello.
We are both part of the band called The Faithful, but that isn't important today, or has it going to have anything to do with this podcast.
Or ever. In fact. Yeah. To anyone, anywhere.
Really, unfortunately. This podcast is called The Nerve, because what on earth gave the nerve to these two fucking nobodies to do, you know, the ability to produce a podcast, isn't it? Why are we recording a podcast? That's the thing.
Well, it's a link to my OnlyFans, actually.
Is that new? I can't wait. Can I get a preview?
Yes, I was actually going to get you involved. I was going to mention it right after this. Yeah.
Well, I didn't actually think this podcast had a point, but it turns out it is actually just a pure advertisement for Will and his OnlyFans, and that's absolutely brilliant. we all work called to the Faithful, wish him very well on that endeavour, and we'll support him, of course. More news on that to come, I suppose. Every week we'll ask you how the OnlyFans has come on.
Yeah.
And see sort of whereabouts you're up to.
Well, I might change professions every week, mate.
Mate, we'll see, won't we? We'll see what you're doing this week. Okay, so this week you're an OnlyFans professional.
Yes.
You're starting out your OnlyFans page. Well, that's what's going to go on this week.
I just come up with that idea.
Right, so as you might be able to tell, we don't actually know what this podcast is going to be about or what we're going to do. We're just going to talk. Sometimes we won't have a guest.
Talk
sometimes
absolute bollocks.
Literally, it's all we're going to do. It's all we can do. That's all we've got. So I'll give you.
It's all we're good at.
You know, well, hopefully, anyway. Depends on how many people listen to this.
Mediocre musicians.
Mediocre is such a compliment.
That is.
So I'll give you a bit. Sorry, I'm coughing a lot. I cough quite a lot. I'm not going to edit this out. Most of this podcast won't be edited. So. Yeah, you're going to have to deal with that if you're listening. But the story of this podcast sort of starting is that we're in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic.
Are we?
Can you believe it?
Fucking not heard a thing about that.
We kept away from the news. And as we said at the beginning, we're from Call to the Faithful. We can't really be Call to the Faithful at the moment because we can't really record any music professionally because none of us are professional recording artists. And we can't gig because it's, you know, apparently really dangerous right now.
No one has. They keep knocking on the doors. No one's bloody answering.
That's the thing.
Now, it is a nightmare.
Full disclosure on this, me and Will have lived together. We lived together before the pandemic. And, you know, we still live together during the pandemic. So that's why we're able to be in the same room and we're able to be talking to each other and all that
coughing
sort of stuff.
Coughing on each other.
And licking each other.
Yeah.
We were allowed to do that because we lived together.
I mean, we did that before the coronavirus pandemic.
We'll do
anyway,
it long after it finishes.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Now, personally myself, I don't like coronavirus very much. And I don't really like the lockdowns anymore. I thrived at the beginning. Thrived.
Well, I think you're the only one, to be honest, mate. I think everyone else likes it.
Well, I loved it.
I quite like staying 2 metres away from people.
Yeah, oh, 100%.
And no social obligations have been quite refreshing.
Oh, mate, it's been fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. For me, this third lockdown.
My liver thanks me. Kidneys?
We live together. Your liver does not thank you.
Yeah. Touché. I'll take that on the chin.
Yeah. This is the thing. It's.
He says as we're both drinking Smirnoff and Coke.
That's just a calm. That's medicinal. It's just a calm the nerves.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let the conversation
get the old Dutch
flow
courage.
Yeah, that's all that is.
Taking up a swig.
Now, one thing that I'm going to do live on camera is what I've realised is how I've manipulated my mic in the wrong place, which is probably why originally we had a lot of bleeding.
And I think I've just
fixed our bleed
Michael
issue.
Edward Montgomery Grice.
Yeah, sorry about that.
As your full name is.
We've been here. Oh, I'm going to have to turn myself down a bit, I think. It's quite loud now. One sec. What about that? Oh, that sounds much better in my ears. And I hope it just feels. So we literally spent an hour before we started recording, setting these levels up. We spent ages, and obviously I've literally just found the solution. I'm really sorry, Will. That's really unprofessional of us. But that is really sets the tone for this podcast, doesn't it?
Oh, it's going to be unprofessional.
So what were we talking about? We're talking about coronavirus, wasn't it? So yeah, that's the point is, we don't want to talk about coronavirus, isn't it? That's
we're talking
point.
About not talking about the coronavirus.
That's what we're talking about, yes. Because this is what
coronavirus-ception.
The podcast isn't
how
about
deep
that.
Do we go with this?
Not that deep, because we don't want to talk about coronavirus.
No.
So not deep at all. We want to be on the surface, don't we? That's all we want to be.
Come back out, take the red pill. That's the blue pill.
Which
one was it?
I can't remember which was the good pill. Because save this because that's going to be it. We can talk. That's a good question. Which pill would have been the better pill? But we'll talk about that in a second because we've got to get this
episode of the Nerd.
This introduction is so long. So I just wanted to say that, you know, I don't like this third lockdown that we're having in the UK. It's been particularly bad for my mental health. And I think also for a lot of people, I don't think it's just myself, but...
It's awful for everyone out there.
It's fucking difficult, isn't it, mate?
Yeah.
It's awful.
It's getting to us all. We're in the middle of... The first lockdown, it was nice and sunny. We were rediscovering walks and things like
beautiful.
That.
Beautiful.
And we sort of fell in love with it.
Yeah.
Didn't we?
Experimenting.
Walking, which, because we're lazy mushrooms. Fuckers.
Lovely, yeah.
Yeah, so we quite enjoyed that. Now we're dark and dreary winter. It's freezing fucking cold outside. I don't want to go outside.
No way.
I want to sit inside.
This is the thing.
But then I want to go out on the weekends and see my mates, but you can't do that.
No.
So this is the probably the hardest lockdown, certainly for us, probably for everyone else as well.
Yeah. And that's exactly why we can't be a band, because we can't all meet up and write music and play music together and then go and record it. It's a very, very difficult process. So we start this podcast. So we thought Will and I live together, we have a lot of, you know, we're best mates. We have a lot of banter all the time. And we just thought it might be a little bit something cathartic and creative that we can do. And maybe it might entertain some other people. So that's where it's come from. Coronavirus won't be brought up again until we are either out the other side and we're all happy again or something awful
and
happens.
We'll celebrate the Smirnoff and Diet Coke.
Yeah, we'll start as we need to go on.
Cheers.
Cheers. We're just getting some more booze out, which is fantastic.
Have a little pour.
Treat
yourself. It is a Tuesday after all.
Oh, so as we record this, it is a Tuesday, as Will said. It is the 9th of February. February 2021.
What a year. What a cracking year it's turning out to be.
It's been a club.
Apart from being in lockdown.
Yeah. Personally,
we've got Smirnoff, we've got Diet Coke, we've got a couple of microphones.
What more could we need?
Well...
I can
think of a couple of things.
Next year, we might be in this exact same position, but all the walls may have melted around us because of the apocalypse. Anyway, we're not talking about the end of the world. We're going to talk about other things. Also,
trying to avoid the roamers, the mutant roamers.
So it's we're not going to make an Instagram page at the moment. We're just going to send these podcasts out. So the only Instagram page.
See what happens.
Yeah, so we can do it at the moment. So the only Instagram page we can plug right now is the Call to the Faithful one, because that's our band. And that is going to be our main channel at the moment. And we might split off depending on how many people like it. We're at Call to the Faithful or CTTF Band on Twitter. So it's really simple to find us, really easy to find us. Now, William.
Yes, I'm just adjusting my mic again. Nice. I do apologise.
No, that's fine. Do what you need to do.
Not to you fuck.
Oh.
To the listeners. Oh, cool. All one of you. Hi, man.
I'm going to say right now, hi to any family member that is currently listening to this podcast. I don't believe one family member of mine will listen to this. I think they'll say they will. And I think they might listen to the first couple of minutes. And I understand why they
saw your mum yesterday and she said she'd listen.
Yeah, see, she won't hear that joke. So I'm happy for that to stay in the podcast. I don't think she'll hear it because I understand why. Because sometimes if you know somebody, it's a little bit hard to hear, you know? And maybe that's what it's going to be. Or they just really just couldn't give a shit. So any of my family, if you are listening, please send me a text right now. Just send me a text saying, yeah, I am listening. And then I'll know you're listening and you've made it sort of like 9 minutes, 10 minutes into this podcast.
As this is live... We're not going to get a text right now.
You know, this isn't live. This is pre-recorded. Mm. This is live to us now.
This is live to us now.
But it is pre-recorded, isn't it?
It's a lot
in the future.
Right,
it is. It's a bit like The Matrix, isn't it? Should we segue back into that?
Back to that conversation.
Because it was good, because it's nothing of what... I've literally made notes, as I said earlier on, and we're not on those. We're literally off script already, but that's fine. I like that.
That's what we wanted, I think.
This probably needs more research, but red pill or the blue pill, what would have been, what really was the better pill? So let's just, I'm going to Google it now.
I can't even remember what the pill Neo took was.
So do you want to just give us a brief backstory with no synopsis of what the Matrix is, the Matrix 1 is about, the bits leading up to what he's doing, what the decision that Neo has to make. Explain that for me while I research.
He's a bloke who makes a terrible fucking decision. To basically have a little gander at reality, open up that fucking Pandora's box. I think he regretted that. Ended up bald. I wouldn't have chose it. and on a spaceship fighting robots. And quite frankly, he could have taken the other pill and stayed having steak and living his fucking miserable life.
So on Wikipedia, the terms red pill and blue pill refer to a choice between revealing an unpleasant or otherwise life-changing truth represented by the red pill and remaining in blissful ignorance represented by the blue pill.
Yes.
Right, so...
And he should have chosen the blue pill.
He really should have done, shouldn't
ignorance
he?
Really is fucking bliss.
It is.
Oh, good God, yes.
Jesus, he went through so much, didn't he?
Some things I wish I didn't know.
Oh, mate. I mean, it's a cracking... I love them. But The Matrix is one of my favourite films.
Is it?
I love it. Oh, I just,
what about The Matrix 2?
Not one of my favourite films.
The Matrix 3?
Also not one of my favourite films.
Didn't really get it.
No, I didn't...
I can't really remember it.
No, I... It's hard to, isn't it? Because The Matrix 1 is brilliant and you go with such high expectations, and it's just, I think the nostalgia carried me through number 2 and 3, and they are okay.
It was incredibly
films.
90s, wasn't it? The long leather trench coats.
Yeah. Iconic for the time, of course.
Iconic.
No, I do love The Matrix. It's a fantastic film.
We're going out to buy leather jackets after this.
Can't we?
Oh, it's neat.
I would like a long leather jacket.
Oh, 100%.
That'd be so cool. It needs to be fitting, though, because I'm quite broad, though. I need it to taper.
That's one way to put it.
That's not very nice. I've been working out, William, as you well know.
You do look incredible.
Thank you very much. I wanted to say that because we're not going to speak in for a while.
Just want everyone to know, guys.
I just want my guys,
I look better.
I'll be less fat next time you see me on stage.
Yeah, don't be surprised if I'm a little more sexy next time you see me.
That's literally it.
I'm still as sexy as I was before.
Yes, so, no, I'll always, mate. You are an Adonis. There is no way.
Oh, well, stop.
Okay.
Because I'm getting a hard on.
Do you want me to keep that in the podcast in case your mum listens? Or what do you want me to do there, mate?
Well, this is reality.
It is.
She can either take the blue pill or she can take the fucking red pill. Listen to this shit.
This is the red pill, isn't it?
This podcast is the red pill. This is a peek into the uncomfortable reality of mine and yours fucking life.
That's a horrifying way to put it, because people might listen to this and go, oh, fucking hell.
That's these a bit guys, too real for me.
They need
And to them,
help.
I say, you're in the Matrix now, bitch.
Yeah, get out your tin of beans. Unpop yourself.
Get out your tin of beans. This is reality. Get in the fucking spaceship and shave your head.
You can't go back in.
Fuck off. You're down the rabbit hole now, Alex.
That's it. You're fucked.
Oh, stabilizer off.
But that's where I'm comfortable, because I'm comfortable that my parents won't listen, so it's fine. They won't take the red pill.
But see, my parents love me.
Yeah.
So my mum will probably listen to this.
This is it.
Ethan's mum loves me. Not enough to listen to this.
No, because I'm in it. And she'll go, oh, you know, well, if it was just you, I would listen to it all night long.
See, I'm not listening to that massive
God, I've got enough of him. I don't need him. Jesus Christ, he bores me. Fucking hell. Will, I've got to go back on script for a second.
I thought I'd segue
back in there. In case the conversation
our favourite mode
off.
Of transport.
The
That's actually
express.
How we get round the house.
Mate, I wish.
Which is incredibly.
I wish our house was big enough for a Segway.
Well, that's what I mean.
When we become famous podcasters.
Really inconvenient, because Segways are massive on our house. It's fucking. No, yeah, it's get, not. Do you know what I mean?
You wouldn't get the full Segway. You'd just get the feet ones, wouldn't you? You wouldn't get the full ride on ones, surely.
I don't know. I wouldn't get either, to be quite honest.
I don't like them.
Maybe roller
My sister's
blades.
Had one. No, just the old
floor's a bit slippy.
The old
it?
Shoelace Express.
We've got hard
me,
floor everywhere, apart from upstairs.
Yeah. What did you say everywhere? The living room and the kitchen, man.
Can't take a Segway upstairs. Let me do it.
Yeah, you have to set the separate second Segway. You do, this, but our house is so tiny.
It is. Yeah.
It wouldn't. It'd be awful.
All the better for being closer to you, darling.
Oh, I love it. One day when we're famous podcasters or musicians or both, we'll have a massive house that we'll obviously live in together.
Oh, I can't wait.
We'll just use Segways to go over it anyway.
Yeah. It's like every little boy's childhood dream, living with his mates.
Oh, God.
Except we are immature enough to actually go through with it.
Yeah, this is the thing.
Should we get a mortgage together? Should we make a life-changing...
Are we going to get married, Will?
...financial decision
What are you
going to
make me an honest man?
Yeah.
It's fantastic living together, isn't it?
Oh, I've absolutely loved it.
Yeah. Is it
but then there's the adult part of my brain that goes, you need to grow up.
Yeah, this is the awful thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the thing. And for the listeners, my girlfriend now also lives with us. She was in London, now she's here, partly because of the coronavirus pandemic and partly because she loves me. So so she also now lives with us as well, which is also great. And we still get up to the same antics and she just has to deal with it. And we do feel very bad for her.
Yeah.
Because it's sort of like, it's not like she moved in.
The reprobates. Absolute reprobates that we are.
We once actually tried to summon ourselves from the future.
We
were pretty fucked up. But we thought, but my logic was that if we remember the date that we were going to summon ourselves in the future, if time travel is then invented in our lifetime, then we will go back to that date and go, yep, or like send some sort of signal.
And the thing is, we trusted ourselves to go through with it. And I know us, we would have gone through with it.
100%.
If time travel was real, we would have gone through with it.
Yeah.
But we can't remember yesterday.
No.
So how the fuck would we get to a point where, okay, time travel is a thing in, I don't know, 20 years, whatever.
Whatever it is. We don't know.
How the fuck would we remember a random date when we're absolutely
this is a thing.
Twatted?
So this is, right, so this is where I think we need to get a tattoo together.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Well, I think
of a date. And we say on the tattoo, like on the date of the tattoo.
We come back to that date. To our past selves.
But this is the thing. Maybe we didn't come back to see ourselves because we were in the house that we currently live in. But in 20 years' time, I'm not going to be in that house. So we can't just be there. We've got to meet them somewhere. We've got to pick an agreed location that our future selves may be able to fit into or be able to travel to.
Maybe the house isn't there in the future.
We don't know that. That's the thing. I mean, exactly.
I'd fucking bulldozer that house.
Oh, no. No, you can't say that because I'm renting it out. So it'd be fucking brutal.
It's a wonderful house. Lovely two beds.
I just need to finish decorating.
Nice cul-de-sac location.
Oh, it's beautiful. The neighbours are great, to be fair. We don't have any trouble with the neighbours, do we?
No, that's all right.
Yeah, it's all right.
Tories, but we'll let that go.
That's fine. They won't listen to this podcast either. But I only think the next door neighbour knows we're in a band. I think I put a leaflet through the door once. But
really?
Yeah.
Have they not fucking heard us?
Okay, yeah.
Just for reference, we practice it in the fucking conservatory.
Yeah, man, it's loud. Yeah. It is loud.
Conservatories aren't very well.
They're not soundproof, are they?
Soundproofed, insulated.
No. I've never seen a vocal booth made of glass.
No. Maybe we could patent the idea.
Can you patent shit ideas?
You can patent whatever the fuck you like.
Yeah, I suppose you can.
And that's both a blessing and a curse to humanity, to the species as a whole.
So one thing I think is threatening to humanity, maybe, Will, is your profession.
Ethan. My profession? Yeah.
So I wanted to say that a little bit about Will is that he's an air handling expert.
That's a fucking reach.
Will, anything that you want to know about air and how to handle it, Will will know. Mm. That's it. Will is...
I'm an airbender.
He's an airbender almost. So I've prepared some questions that I found on Google, which is what any HVAC engineer should know.
Brilliant. So I'm going to get quizzed about my job. You're going to find out how little I do know and how I am absolutely fucking winging a living here.
This is why I thought I'd bring
just
it up.
Just bamboozling the fuck out of my boss. Yeah, I've done that, mate. Yeah, absolutely.
How?
Leave that with me, boss. Don't you fucking worry. Googling it later.
Well, this is something you can't Google now.
How to
you haven't got
turn
your phone
on
switch. You. Yeah, isn't it? How to breathe in.
What is fan?
So I've thought this. So how many oxygen particles is in 1 cubic centimetre of air?
Not a fucking clue.
Great, okay.
And it's quite irrelevant.
Maybe
that's going to get really boring because there's certain standards, SIBSE standards, that negate how much fresh air you should have in an office, how much fresh air you should have anywhere, and that's what we work to. Why the fuck do I need to know how much oxygen's in air?
Fuck knows.
I don't get paid nearly enough for that.
No, fair enough, mate. Fair enough. That's a good answer. If I was interviewing you,
see what I mean?
That's good. That is bamboozle. Okay, all right. What about? What does BTU, CAV, or AHU mean?
BTU is a measurement of heat intensity. What's the second one?
CAV.
CAV. Not a fucking clue.
Good. And AHU?
AHU, air handling unit.
Okay. But CAV, you don't know.
CAV.
Cool. No. I didn't look at the answer, so I don't know either. And how
hot, I got that right then.
How hot is hot air?
Well, how long's a piece of string?
Well, you tell me.
I'd love to, but I don't know the answer.
That one I made. That one to, I made up. I don't know. There's no answer to that. I don't really know. I thought you'd be a lot worse at that. That's it. I only got those three. I thought you'd be worse at that.
Thank you.
That's really, really annoying.
I'm both insulted and a little bit proud of myself.
I just wanted to be insulted. That's all I want.
that was the main purpose of that.
That was three minutes of insulting, Will. That's all I wanted.
Interrogation about my... Yeah.
But I think what I do like is one thing I do like is obviously we come home and we talk to each other about what we've done that day.
Well, we're quite engineering minded individuals anyway.
Yeah, we're quite logical, aren't we?
Yeah, 100%. So we can bond over that. Yeah. How little we fucking know.
It's nice. But that's, I think one thing we could bring to the podcast is talking to people about what they're really good at, because I find that interesting.
Oh, I do.
I think it's interesting. Oh, 100%. Okay. So what about,
I think every day is a school day.
Every day is a school day.
When you forget as much as I do, it is.
Well, that's, yeah. What? Sandwiches in a packet? Yes, well, every day you have one.
Is it Memento where he has to tattoo himself?
Yes, that's a great film.
I have to pull down my pyjama top.
Yeah.
Will, that's my name. Yeah. Thank fuck I wrote that down.
I really do like Memento. I don't usually like...
what a film.
Old films, as you know. I'm a bit...
Is that an old film?
It's even...
I mean, old film as in black and white is what I don't enjoy.
Yeah, no, same here. But old film for me is like when it's not swine, shot. When it's sort of like, I mean, it's bad, but it's sort of a 90s. If it's in the 90s for me, or before, that's old.
Fucking Matrix is in the 90s, isn't it?
No, it's in the early noughties, I believe.
Oh, bloody hell!
But I find them old. I class that as an old film, and it's bad. But
does
I just,
that make me an old person?
No, I think it's just that I just don't have any tolerance for low quality camera footage. Not that, but exactly, I mean, it's not even that. I just don't know what it is. I just can't watch
the
it. I can't engage.
Notion that because it's old, it's a classic.
Yes.
Or, oh, it's culture. Oh, fuck off, no. You boring.
It's a shit film.
Piss off.
Yeah.
You pretentious arsehole.
Yeah, isn't it? And I get, I understand when
get
I
get Michael Bay in and show me some tits.
That's what it's got. That's what it's got down to.
Show me
to.
Explosions. Yeah.
That's what. Yeah, show me Big Bang. That's all. Big Bang and fire.
We'll turn back into Neanderthal man, really.
Well, I remember like being young, like 14, 15, maybe even no. Yeah, no, maybe 14, 15. And going and watching our old school friends. With AK. AK is one of our mutual friends.
AK-47.
He's Exilion on his Xbox. And he is Send It Sylvia. On Instagram. That's his car account. He's got a lovely MX-5. You should check it out.
Good bloke.
Really lovely bloke. Really. Mm. We love him to bits. I've known AK particularly since we were at secondary school together, so I've known him for a long time. And we were at another friend, a guy called Ben, who we don't talk to anymore. Hi, Ben, if you listen.
I wasn't actually a nerd at school, so I didn't know these guys. So.
He was also a year above us as well. That's another thing. We've got to, and Will did look like a crackhead during his entire... So Will doesn't remember me, but I remember Will.
Yeah.
And it's...
I couldn't see anyone through my fucking bangs.
Yeah. Yeah.
You wouldn't believe it, but I used to have long hair.
It was beautiful and luscious. It was
That's
lovely.
Why I was so fucking miserable.
Yeah, because oh, well, you had hair.
Dark everywhere. Yeah, even in the summer.
That's your. That was your
head,
doing.
Went, oh fucking hell! There's stuff. Yeah. There's people.
No, but that's the thing. You didn't shave your. You didn't. Oh, I shaved my head. No, you went bald, mate. You shaved it because you had to. Oh, I just shaved my head. And thought, listen, oh, this is a revelation. You had to do that.
Let's not go too deep with this. I shaved my head. I used to have long hair. Now I shave my head.
And we'll,
we don't need to worry about the in-betweenies.
I don't know if I said it, but we're videoing this, if the camera is still rolling. If it's not, then we're not videoing it.
I don't
it,
even think I'm
it.
In shot.
No, you are in shot. I saw it. Don't worry. It's fairly white. But you'll be, if you just...
The listeners will be pleased.
Point your bald head towards the thing, so you can see his airline. So then you know
see
that...
the shimmer?
You can see the... It is shiny today. You've done a good job.
I freshly shaved it.
Yeah, we've really gone off topic. Sorry.
We have, yes.
I was sorry. Right, I was talking about Freddy Krueger. So I was watching. So I'd always been told that Nightmare on Elm Street was fucking scary. My mum, scary film. Stepmom, scary. My dad, who is notoriously awful at watching horror films, it's so scary. And I remember watching the original Nightmare on Elm Street, and it's laughable. because of the special effects and what I'm now used to as seeing obviously a millennial.
Monsters.
Yeah, and it was like she
like
was going
puppets
up the
coming across.
Yeah,
the
that's
screen.
It's that caliber. She's going up the stairs and they turn into marshmallow. What's this?
Yeah, but you get those old film critic cards. Oh, this. Oh, it's wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah.
The original way of doing films. No, it's
it isn't.
Fucking not, mate.
Otherwise, we'd still be doing
so
it.
We're so fucking far from that.
This is the thing.
Things get better with time.
Yeah. Well, not everything. Obviously, there's some things do get worse. Like, if you put, like, too many sequels of a film, it gets worse in time.
Yes.
Potentially.
But that's a different thing.
Yes.
That's not purely... technological advances have gotten better.
Yeah.
Like, it's an insult to the eye, looking back.
Really, this is it. That's my point. That's why
black
I don't
and white
like watching.
Films are fucking shit.
Yes,
I'm sorry, listeners.
They are. They are. Awful. My stepmom and my stepmom and my sister love. What's that film? The Christmas film that's in black and white.
It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life. Is it?
My dad
I can't.
Fucking loves that
yeah, of course
film.
They do. Why?
It's just like it's almost unwatchable.
Yeah, I can't do it. It's just
the
just,
overacting.
Yeah,
the black and whiteness of it.
It's not
the fucking nonsense.
Yeah, it's
I
awful.
Can't be arsed with it.
Give me Avengers. Pissed that's what
off.
I want.
Yeah, I know. Give me
an Avengers.
Give me loud explosions and CGI.
Yeah,
innit? Fucking hell.
Transport me. I think that's what it is. I think old films show us that reality of life a bit too much, whereas newer films are so so full of fantasy. It just transports you to a new world where you can
we're taking a
shy away. Yeah, that's what's happening.
We're taking that blue pill there. Yeah, really, we don't want to see the truth.
No, we don't.
We want to be fucking entertained.
We have enough of the
off.
Truth. But that's the thing, though. Maybe that's a product of the internet. The internet making us... because we see...
Oh, we've been ruined by the internet.
Oh, we fucking have, haven't we? The internet is awful.
Oh, 100%.
It is awful. I mean, it is great, but it is awesome.
Oh,
it's
wonderful
awful.
And... terrible at the same time.
Yeah, it's a horror. It's one. What is it? It's a horrible. It's almost like an. Is it an oxymoron? Is that the right word? But it's just. It's almost like as positive as it is negative. It's just. It's just.
Yes.
It doesn't.
It cancels itself.
Man. Yeah. It's. I can't.
We couldn't do without it.
No, but
we
also.
Do a job without it.
No, but none of us could now. Literally, no one of us could do our job without it now. Even you couldn't because you're air handling unit.
Well, I'm googling. Have to do my job every day.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. That's not what I was going to say, but exactly. I was going to say they are computers in themselves, but no, you're right. Yeah, you've got to Google it anyway, so you're fucked.
Exactly. Fucking.
Literally.
We're going to live in here.
What's going to happen when robots Stealing take over, it. Though? What's going to happen when robots do take over, though? If they do take over. Because everyone's
so
trying to automate people out of their jobs, aren't they? Everyone's going, right, well, we don't, you know, because we're just humans as a species, we make a lot of mistakes, don't we? And the problem,
yes,
in it. So the problem is, a lot of businesses.
We are the lesser species when compared to robots. Are they the natural next?
We're not natural
level
no.
of.
Because they're not
no, naturally,
beings.
As in the natural progression of things.
No, because in they... my mind, the natural progression of things would be like a human with
not evolution.
With, yeah,
I'm not talking about evolved. Evolution. I'm talking about just the progression of things.
Yeah, fair. I don't
are
know,
they not... the next?
No, I think no. Well, they have
because
to be.
If we're talking about AI,
do they? I don't know.
I mean, this has been touched on in so many sci-fi films anyway.
Yeah, yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
who
yeah,
the
yeah,
fuck
yeah.
are we to start talking?
We are
about?
Not sci-fi experts.
No, get Michael Bay in.
Yeah, Michael Bay is not a sci-fi expert. I know
I
you've referenced him a couple
different.
Of times here, Will. Yeah, I have seen
Sentient
Transformers.
Fucking alien robots.
He didn't write that. He directed the film.
Well,
Transformers was written
he
by
he
someone
did a
else.
Good job
he
it.
Did. He sexually,
no,
he was very awful to Megan Fox.
He's a terrible director.
He is awful.
And a piece of shit. Let me make that clear. I don't respect Michael
Oh,
Bay.
Great. I'm glad you said that.
It's purely for humour. Because... he's a misogynistic piece of shit.
He's awful, isn't
he? So fuck him. Yeah. Fuck that guy.
And you know what? Transformers 1 was all right, but the rest of them, fair. And he was awful.
I think we went too far. I think I sort of blinked and then...
and Shia LaBeouf was gone.
The buff guy in the new ones.
Oh, what was it?
What's his name?
Marky Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg.
Marky Mark Wahlberg,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I blinked and then Shia LaBeouf was out.
Yeah.
And... Marky Mark was in.
I watched a lot of Scuzz when we were kids.
RIP,
yeah. Scuzz, if you could get in contact and come back, that'd be great. We really did love.
Like we've got that sort of power.
Like we've got that sort of power. Maybe one day, though, this is episode one, so maybe one day someone from Scuzz will listen and go, hey, let's reform Scuzz because these two pricks on this podcast want it back. But it did.
These two arseholes drinking Smirnoff and Coke on fucking Tuesday, talking absolute bollocks. Maybe they can revive a nationally recognised fucking music TV channel.
Wouldn't be hard, surely.
Dream big.
Just a little dream big.
Reach
yeah,
for the stars.
Reach for the stars. I'm going to make you a star, baby. I've got a bit too close to my mind.
That's the problem.
Yeah. And like, Scuzz formed a massive part of our childhoods, as we've discussed before. It's a big thing for us because, you know, that's how we got into music, that, really.
Kerrang.
And then MTV Rock. He would always go for me. It was like, right, Scuzz is on. Loving it. Break. Okay, Kerrang. Okay, we've got the back half of a Fall Out Boy song or something less heavy that was on Scuzz. And by the way, just so you know, Will and I are in the heavier spectrum of music. Mm. If you know, not the heaviest, but we like the more on the heavy side. Mm. So then you'd go to Kerrang, and then once Kerrang was on a break, you'd check MTV Rocks to see if that was on a break or not and see if that sort of helped complete the cycle. Then back into Scuzz. Did you? I'm sure that was Free With Sky, is it not?
Not
I don't know.
I remember.
I don't know. Will and I were in a band before, and so, by the way, we just launched, today a video's gone out of me explaining the history of Call to the Faithful, so as that is the 9th of February. It's on Instagram, at Call to the Faithful. You'll see I'll explain how it all happens. About 9 minutes long, because it's a long story. Where was I going with this?
Not a fucking clue, mate.
What were we saying?
About being genuinely nice people.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
so, trying to be.
Yeah. So everyone we work with, everyone we talk to, we want to be nice, you know, we treat with respect, and we always make sure that they leave with a great impression of us, because that's as we see ourselves, as you know, we try and be good people as best as possible. Now,
it's almost like a professional courtesy.
Yeah, you have to.
It's like at work, you don't go talking shit to your clients.
This is the thing.
90% of the time anyway.
Yeah. And as a band, we strive to, you know, when we go to a gig, talk to the other people as much as possible. Now, it's a hard, like, for
the
me,
thing is, it's,
I don't like strangers. It's very difficult for me to step out of that comfort zone, but I still try and make that effort to say hello. Now, when we were in a band before, Will and I were in a band before, and so this is why I got lost, because I explained this in the video that's on Instagram, but me and Will were in a band beforehand called Paymore, with a guy called Kieran McKenna and a guy called Alex Frost. Great guys. Had a great time. Didn't work out, unfortunately. Was very much of an indie band. Call to the Faithful are not an indie band. You know, it's just, that's sort of how it all progressed. My memories of those gigs, I don't know if you said the same, mate, are quite awkward, because I don't think we did really talk to the other bands. And I thought there was some sort of pretentiousness. I don't know if that is because of the particular genre of music we were in, or just because we were young, first proper gig. Like, we'd done a couple of gigs before, but these were our first proper gigs, going to venues, going to actual places that expected us to bring fans. Like, that was our first taster of that. And for me, I found all the gigs very awkward, because I just felt like we didn't get involved enough with those other people.
Being unsociable people as we are,
yeah,
that probably had something to do with it. I mean, we've got a front man that's a very sociable person anyway.
Yeah, Beardy's great. Yeah.
At Beardenstein.
I don't know what it is, whatever it is. Just find it on our fucking page. Call to the Faithful is the important thing right now.
Yeah. But he's quite a sociable person. He's a big character.
Yeah.
He likes to talk to people.
Yeah.
And I think that that naturally rubs off on us anyway.
Yeah, it does help.
So
massively.
We want to get involved.
And yeah.
Again, for me, going out and meeting new bands, that's a massive part of gigging anyway.
Yeah.
It's a good night out.
Yeah.
You meet new people. You get to know people. You build those relationships with people.
Yeah.
And it's a part of the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's part of why we enjoy it so much. But like you say, maybe that was just, we're quite young. We don't know what the crack is. We don't know if we're supposed to be talking to these people. And that is what it is.
Yeah, man. I think that's what happened. I think we grew up and we realised that, you know, to make it as a band at any level, and I'm not even talking about making it, I'm even just talking about, like, getting more gigs, is to just network and talk to the people. And I think that's what we had to learn through Paymore to get to Call to the Faithful and do what we do now. And that's why I think we're so confident at promoting our mates and our other mates. Because it is awkward to do so. When you don't have a relationship and it almost feels like it's a beg, because you're like, oh, I'm going to promote this band, but I've not even spoken to them at their gigs. And you think, well, it's a bit... Whereas we try and make that personal connection with these other bands. We want to be mates with guys. We want to have a great time when we go to each and every gig. And
well,
I think...
It's quite a small circle of people anyway.
It's, yeah, it's tiny, a lot of them. Yeah.
And ever dwindling.
Yeah, ever dwindling. I don't think we've met. I don't know. I mean, we played with a band called We're the Catalyst, and they were from what? I don't know where. I don't know.
Sweden, Norway.
That's what I was going to say.
Somewhere like that.
I don't know. It's what I was going to say. Norway, Sweden. And you were like, yeah, Sweden, Norway. One of them. Maybe Finland. Fuck knows. But like, they were lovely, but we just like,
xenophobic.
It was, I don't know. I don't know what, if it was a social thing or we were, yeah, a bit, we were maybe in awe. I don't know. It was hard. But then I can't think of a band that we've met that have just been like arseholes. Oh, no, I can.
We can't possibly name them, though.
No,
can
we could not possibly name them. But
they've
been
dead for 10 years.
Yeah, they have. They were. No, I want to talk about.
Well, it's not even all.
It's not even they. It's one of them.
One person.
Yeah, and sometimes one person can spoil the.
I think.
Spoil the old.
Just add a bit of an ego.
Yeah, I think so. And that's all it was. And that's fine.
A bit unhappy with how things went.
Yeah, or whatever that might be. Know. Yeah, but that's fine. And
send
everyone needs to have
cryptic messages like we're doing now, yeah, on social media.
He won't listen.
But we all had a good laugh about you, mate, if you're listening.
Look, mate, we are 42 minutes into this podcast. He has not lasted this long.
Not a fucking
not
chance.
Not fucking hope.
But
in
he
hell.
Fucking hates us, so why would he?
Yeah, exactly. He'd be like, oh, God. He put a passage. We released our latest single, Demons. It's literally the latest one we've done. We need to release another. We've got a couple more ready to go, which we just need to finish off and polish off. But the thing we will not mention keeps getting in the way. And we've released Demons. Demons is on YouTube. Go find it, Call to the Faithful. Also on Spotify. Have a gander. Have a look. It's a great video. Who was shot by a guy called Joe Bass, who I'll talk to you about in a minute. But when we released that song on like the Amazon New Music chart, we got to like really high up in the charts,
yes,
didn't we? Like, and don't get me wrong, it was a, you know, the Amazon Music chart doesn't mean much, but for us, it was a massive thing.
Oh, it was incredible.
Yeah, because you're like, wow, look, people can actually go to click
so
that
we
and
were
see
showing
us.
It off.
Yeah, of course.
Which anyone would. When you're proud of something you do,
yeah,
you want to show it off. And we're obviously very proud. That's why we fucking do it.
100%.
Otherwise, why are we fucking doing it? We're not begrudgingly turning up to the fucking studio and writing shit we do not give a fuck about. Because
what would be the point? It costs us fucking money.
It's a black hole of just fucking
it's a waste.
Money. We've never made any.
No.
I don't know when we're going to break even.
We literally will not break even unless this podcast does well.
Yeah.
it literally is. It's so. But he was so. He just had to put out. It was a cryptic message, but I don't follow. I don't really. I'm not very good at social media. I don't really like it. And Matt, to be fair to him, does it very well. He doesn't like it either, but does it very well. And he's friends with a lot of people on social media. Now, I don't accept a lot of people because I either one just think, no, I don't want. One is either one, I'm too anxious to accept you, or two, it's because I just at that point don't care, and I'm just gonna go, you know what? At the time being, I'm just not gonna accept. I really hate social media, and it's nothing personal to anyone. I just really, really hate the fucking premise of it. But this guy put a post up on Facebook just belittling bands that are promoting themselves for doing what they deem as well.
Think they're bigger
or
than
think
they
they're
are,
bigger than they are. Yeah,
like
some
that,
bollocks.
Even when they're genuinely shit.
Yeah.
And he actually made the point that, oh, we're shit.
Yeah.
But.
Sort of cover himself.
You're shitter.
Yeah.
Like.
That's
you
not an argument, mate.
Sad gun.
Yeah, why are you so bitter about this?
Go home and take your head for a shit.
Innit? Yeah,
like,
I love that.
I don't know what to tell you, mate.
Why would you be so bitter about other people having a good time? I don't understand.
Because you got to have a big fucking ego and some sort of issue to be doing that. Because like we'd support anyone who's got a genuine pride in what they're doing. If it's
100%.
Stuff like that. And
100%.
We always strive to.
Yeah.
Not to act like holier than thou, but we'd never do something like that.
No, that's the
and
thing.
It was we were really taken aback, weren't we? I mean, we knew there was a bit of beef there, but
yeah, but which was really unwarranted anyway. It's such a silly. It was all a very silly scenario, all very very silly. I don't like it, but people
but
be people.
Laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
We had a good laugh, and we can't possibly mention names.
No, of course, because
but they have been dead for 10 years.
They have been dead for that. That's why we can't mention it, because it'd be disrespectful to their memories.
We're going to get in trouble.
Yeah, literally, Matt's going to listen.
He's going, no, you can't send this out.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to have
to. Are we just going to do it anyway?
Yeah, of course we are, because unfortunately, that's what I do.
We're the rebels of the band.
Yeah. You know?
Bloody vagabonds.
It's sort of why they're not here today.
Yeah. They'll be care. They're reeling us in, yeah. Wouldn't they? No, I can't say that.
Yeah. It is dangerous having us here doing this.
Oh, fucking 100%. Bottle of body.
Yeah, no.
Two microphones.
It's bad. I think we've done well so far. We're not being too offensive. I think we're trying to be, you know, I think the whole point of this is just to
we
be...
We don't go out to be offensive.
No, it's just, we just like being funny, don't we? But like making each other laugh. And I think that's what, I think unfortunately, like, like both of us are, you know, more, sit further on to the left side of the way of thinking than the right side of the way of thinking. And...
Sees the means of production.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And sometimes we agree, we agree with a lot of left... policies and left issues, because a lot of them make a lot of damn sense.
Yeah.
You know, but then, simply Me Too or BLM. Make a lot of sense.
But then we're not selfish people. And this is the way I think of it.
Yeah.
It's you either selfish, no, I don't want to pay for someone else's school dinners.
Yeah.
Hold on. You there on Facebook saying that. I think you went to my school, which was a state school.
Yes.
So your education was paid for
literally
by others.
Free.
But trying to tell them that
you don't
is
understand
like trying
it.
To talk to a fucking wall, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it really is. And they won't send their kids to, a lot of times they don't send their kids to private school anyway. So it's the whole not my problem thing. But the one thing I think we both don't agree on is that, we don't agree on, it's just the whole, it's just being trying to make people laugh. And sometimes that gets a bit dark, doesn't it?
Oh, we got a dark sense.
Yeah, we have a dark sense of humour. But it's not in the terms of...
It's not a malicious thing.
No, it's not a malicious intent. It's just trying to say something so offensive.
Let's see what's
that
over
you just
there.
Think it's funny. Let's you know see. What I mean? It's not serious.
Oh, there's and the people line. Let's just have a little look over.
Yeah.
And see if we can get a laugh on, out.
Yeah, innit?
That's all in it.
That's it. And it's a bit like Ricky. I don't think Ricky, I'm not... Again, we are nobodies. I'm not comparing us to anybody. But like Ricky Gervais has a very dark sense of humour, and the way he puts his... He's not... But and so a lot of time, he's trying to make a point.
That's successful.
We are, yeah, literally living in the same borough of London.
Yeah,
you know,
we're doing Hampstead Cants.
Yeah, brilliant. But he's, you know, he gets a lot of backlash. But you know, it's all a lot of the stuff he's saying. It's a joke. A lot of comedians get in trouble for saying jokes,
it's not a fucking joke.
That's all it is.
I strongly believe in freedom of speech.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's what I was trying to get at.
But Roy Chubby Brown's a cunt.
Oh, this is, yeah, that's
because
the other side of the
even
coin.
Funny.
It's not funny. It's just, not clever.
You're just saying racist things.
Yes.
And racism
yes.
is appalling anyway.
That's what fucks me off.
Mindless fucking nonsense.
Yeah.
You're just saying racist things and you're getting racist people to laugh at them.
Yeah.
That your audience are racist.
Yeah.
And you're
that's
saying
all that
racist
is.
Things. It's
yeah.
fucking propaganda at this point. Yeah. Yeah. You're not a comedian.
No. You're appealing to a racist audience.
You're a fucking Nazi,
yeah.
mate.
It's awful. Like, it's, yeah.
But there's a difference between people like that and people like Ricky Gervais or Frankie Ball. I love Frankie Ball.
I've learned to go on this podcast.
He goes that.
Yeah, he just twists.
That little shade dark.
Yeah, and I like it.
Really
I enjoy
fucked
it.
Up.
Yeah. Makes me laugh.
Yes.
That's what I like to do.
But
laugh.
He's not racist about it or sexist about it.
Sometimes
because he's got the fucking brains about him
yes.
to not have to fucking appeal to a mindless audience.
Yes. But that's
which
is but
the
this
difference
is,
between
I think that's where people get in trouble because they have too much of a high opinion of the general populace that are going to hear that. And they go,
yeah.
oh, well, it's funny because they'll understand I'm a comedian. I'm just making a joke. And they make that joke and these idiots go, what? I can't believe it said that. That is offensive. Yeah, it's fucking meant to be. It's just a joke. It means nothing. That's 100%. Where I think we've lost it. Jokes often mean very little. So let's just keep it to that.
But it's all right if it's actually funny.
Yeah.
If it's actually funny, if you're not...
If you're making a clever joke about something, it's funny. If you're just saying something because somebody's black, that isn't funny. That is just Roy Chubby Brown racism.
That's just standing on stage and being racist.
Yeah, being controversial. That's not controversial.
That's just being a twat. That's
yeah,
beyond
innit?
The line.
Yeah,
that's
innit?
It. Controversials teetering on the edge. Just having a little peek. Oh. Roy Chubby Brown's fucking lost the line,
yeah.
mate. He fucking left.
He's
three
so
miles
far
back.
Away.
Yeah, 100%.
It's mad, mate. It's mad.
Prince. No fucking time for it.
No. Is he dead?
In this day.
Is he still alive? That's not right. I'll Google him.
Not to be a cunt, but I hope so.
Roy Chubby Brown. He is alive, yeah. 76 years old.
Fucking hell.
It's a big... I mean, again, we could take the fucking red pill on that. That's such a long...
We could go...
We have that, such strong opinions on things. This is only the first podcast. We've said quite a lot of we've covered a lot of topics so far today. Mm. A lot of
I feel like we've jumped from one thing to another.
I know, it's literally we've swung from tree to tree on different conversations. Really, yeah. We've gone, hey, that's a bit interesting. Let's talk about
Ethan
that.
Ethan Tarzan Grimes.
And it's sort of,
as is your nickname.
Yeah, I've not done a good job of directing the conversation flow. I've tried my best, but then I've also got so caught up in the conversation, I myself have lost the path. So one day we'll need an actual producer to come here and help us, guide us. But at the time,
fucking tamers.
Yeah,
the wild beasts. Just shaking our minds in the
African plane. Wind it in, wind it in. I would like to get some guests on, though. I would like to get some people that really, really know their shit. As I said earlier on, I'd like to get a few people on. It'd be nice to just sort of expand our minds a little bit on what other people can do.
Yeah, that sounds like shroom taking.
It does sound shroom taking.
I don't think that would make a good podcast.
You wouldn't make a good podcast. But can we endorse taking truffles on a podcast?
I can give a fuck. Take shrooms, they're fucking wicked.
They are really, really
good.
Take
truffles. Why not? They grow in the ground.
They're fun. We had a good time, didn't we? A lot of, you know, you've got to be safe. You know,
we've only done it a couple of times. I've only done it a couple of times.
Yeah, no, same here. Yeah. Once in Amsterdam.
Yes, yeah. Same. When I was 18.
It's illegal over there.
Fucking brilliant. Brilliant.
No, you know what? It's, you know, I think a lot of people are taught not
to be illegally important to the UK. Yeah.
Obviously, we didn't do that.
Do you know what? If I get arrested, I'll be the thing I'll be most amazed about is that someone was actually listening to that.
Yeah, a police officer.
So intently, went, I'm fucking reporting that.
Those guys having fun, doing no harm to anyone else. That's it.
Yeah, in the privacy of your own home. How bloody dare you?
Man,
fuck off, you boar.
Oh, it's so. I mean, stuff like that. Cannabis, mushrooms, stuff. I mean, here we go, changing subjects again. But stuff like that.
Swing into another fucking vine, Tarzan.
It is such a, it's just silly. Just all these restrictions on natural products. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I understand. Studies are coming out now where it's shown. I mean, this is surface reading shit from fucking social media.
You've gone
for, that's
fine.
Do you know what I mean?
We'll allow that today.
But I read something the other day.
I saw something on Facebook.
They reckon microdosing shrooms can actually really help with your mental health. I've got a friend who's, obviously I'm not going to mention any names, but he started growing some himself. So during the first lockdown, he's quite an active person.
Yeah.
Almost fucking ADHD. He needs shit to keep him occupied. And obviously, the first lockdown, not seeing things, not being able to go out, that affected him.
Of course.
And he started suffering a bit with depression.
Yeah.
And he, I mean, by his own accord, said that doing that, microdosing mushrooms, that really fucking helped. And he's been sort of dabbling in that.
Yeah.
If it does, why not? I mean, you as long as you don't hurt yourself, but we're allowed to buy a bottle of fucking vodka from the shop that we could potentially give ourselves alcohol poisoning with.
That's
where,
my problem.
Where does the line
go?
Do you know what I mean? And I'm a lover of freedom. I think you should be able to do what the fuck you want with your body.
Yeah, I think that's very much...
Personally.
Yeah, I think that's very much my stance on it as well. I think it's very, you know... I think... As a human race, we need to start. Well, I say as a human race, I'm talking about the British public because that's the only people I really know of, and the only experience I've got.
Tight laced, stick up your ass, British public.
Yeah, like we need to take more accountability for ourselves.
Yeah, 100%.
We put too much accountability on the government, which is fine. We need to because
the government
needs to
let me do this.
Yeah, no.
Well,
no,
why don't you?
You're an idiot.
Fucking not do stupid shit. Why don't you think for your fucking self?
This is
for a minute.
Just think, innit? Just think. Think. People just got to think a bit more.
Yeah.
It's all I want. Just a bit of thought. Because then we wouldn't have all these... But then, I don't know, maybe the government are trying to control us and we're actually more clever than we think. I don't know. Let's take the red pill.
Get the tinfoil.
Oh, mate, I'm going to stand the blue pill. I don't want a tinfoil today.
I fucking love a conspiracy theory. But it's another one of my friends said. He went to Cyprus and they were allowed to ride Segways. There's a really simple example of how fucking ludicrous this country is.
Yeah. Talking about this country or Cyprus being ludicrous?
No, Cyprus, fair play. You're allowed to ride Segways.
Right.
Or fucking like little motorized scooters. Like in Lyon.
Yeah.
We had a great time. We won't delve into that too much right now.
We will tell you the
Liam
story.
A messy weekend in Liam.
Oh, mate, we had a great... quickly, our very good friend Tom Davis, a friend of the family on Twitter.
What a fantastic
Instagram
bloke.
Wonderful man. We went to his stag do in Leon. In Leon, we had a great time. We're going to tell you a story about that later on in a different episode because it was the best of times and it was the worst of times. On the whole, it was fantastic. Will got messy. It was brilliant. So I'll tell you about that in another story. But we went to Leon and we got to ride electric scooters.
Yeah, like you can just pick them up, ride them about. And yeah. It makes sense. It's a clean way to get around the city.
QR code, scan it. It's just yeah. You get an app, scan a QR code, bleep, bleep, unlocks it. You pay for it. It's like, what, a euro
on.
A minute or whatever?
You go down the pub, get pissed, and you ride one back.
Yeah, legally.
Probably. Legally. I mean, I don't know legally.
No, it does say don't drink and drive. So obviously we wouldn't have done that.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But the point comes back to Cyprus, you can get Segways.
Yeah.
Leon, we could get this little motorised scooter. Yeah. It's not anyone. England, we're not fucking allowed.
No.
Because we're not trusted.
No.
But then, is this such like a nanny state where we're like, can't be trusted to do anything because we'll fuck it up? And then we do fuck it up because we're not trusted.
Yeah.
Or is it the other way around?
Where does it end? Where does it begin?
That's what I mean.
Yeah, that's a very fair point.
Are we just a degenerate country?
We might be. I think we just might be just a country for the degenerates.
But it's like you say, do we just rely on other people to make rules for us?
I
think a little bit too much.
Maybe we should get the listeners to answer those questions. No, I actually don't want anyone's opinion on that. Because no. That will open up a tin of beans.
I can't be asked to listen to it, to be quite honest.
So we have actually set up a... I don't know how much of that is going to get cut. I said at the beginning of this podcast, I'm not cutting anything, but it's turning out to be, maybe I will. We do have an email address for this podcast, by the way. It's thenerve@callsofthefaithful.com. So, you know, I know it's nothing to do with Calls of the Faithful, but that is our domain name, and that is what we are... That's how we can get free email accounts made. So it is thenerve@callsofthefaithful.com. Just to get in touch, send us an email. Tell us how much you like or dislike this. Maybe send us some.
Just get all the emails saying dislike.
Dislike. Please do not
if there
release
was a
another one.
Down, I would have given.
Yeah. So we've been now recording for like 58 minutes, just us, us chatting.
I mean, we thought we'd get about half hour on the first one.
We've literally not gone on any. We are away from this.
Any of the fucking subjects.
No,
so this could all be nonsense, though.
It is all. I think when we listen to this back, it's going to be mostly nonsense. But that's 100%. Fine because do you know what? I'm not going to listen to it back. I'm going to send it straight to Beardy and see what he thinks. He's going to say, have a listen to this.
He's going to say, delete it. Never show this to.
This is not allowed. Please redact my name entirely.
Probably a good thing.
You know? So we're 59 minutes and 29 seconds in. So should we like start bringing this to a close? Because a fucking hour.
Because who the fuck wants to listen to us talk? Man. I don't want to listen to myself.
I don't want to listen. No, innit? And we're setting a precedence here because it's going to be quite easy because every week we're going to have to do this now, aren't we?
Yeah.
And sit and talk for an hour. But that's fine because I thought we would end with some scenarios or probably just now one scenario of what where we find ourselves in. And the one I think maybe the most interesting, because I did one about a cruise ship and it's sinking, but it's a bit boring. But we're staying at a stranger's house.
Mm.
If you were to break down, right? At the side of the road.
What, emotionally?
Yeah. You may have to as a result of your car breaking down. So you're driving along, right? You're in an unknown village, yeah? You're trying to get home. You've been working away for a long time. It's just you in the van, yeah? Dan, your workmate, he's got a different van. He's somewhere else, right? And you break down on the side of the road.
Okay.
You ring up your recovery vehicle and that sort of stuff, and no one can get out to you till the next morning. But somebody walks past you. Now, ask you, maybe, so let's say it's an old bloke, an older bloke, say. So you're currently, 29?
Mm-hmm.
So let's say this guy's in his 50s or 60s. And he says, and you explain the situation, and he offers you a room for the night.
Okay.
What do you go and stay at that guy's house? Because as children, you're taught not to go back to this guy, go back to a stranger's house. But you know that you can't get recovered to the next day. So it's either paying for a taxi. So let's say you're in Devon, you've got to get back to Cambridgeshire. That's a taxi
from Devon to Cambridge here, or you got to stay at this old fella's house. Would you stay at the old guy's house?
I mean, are these the only two options?
So it's, well, it's coronavirus.
I sleep in the van.
Yeah, you can.
I mean, that's
do that.
What I do during the working day anyway. Yeah. So,
but you don't want to change the scenery.
No, I like the inside of my van. It's got heating.
Fair, fair. But you've broken down though, so the engine won't turn on.
Can I take him in a fight?
Can you take him in a fight? I would say you are unsure.
As a young
I would say you're unsure. You're looking at him and you're going, you don't know whether you can or not.
He looks like he's a bit misty. Exactly. Looks like he could handle himself back in the day.
Yeah. So you don't know right now. You're looking at him
I'm
because he's come up to you.
A trusting person to a certain extent.
Yeah. Let me just say,
why is he inviting a stranger back?
This is it. Let me paint the picture. So you're at the side of the road and you're, my head is in my hands right now. You might see this on the video if it's still recorded, but I don't think it is. But your head is in your hands. You're going, I can't. What am I going to do? The insurance policy is renewing and I can't get somebody out till tomorrow. What am I? And the guy is seen. He said, hello, mate. You okay? I've seen you. I've walked my dog that way and I'm coming back the other way and I've seen you're still here. Can I help you out? And you say, no, mate, I don't know. I can't. My van's broken down. I can't get home. I'm in debt. I'm meant to get to Cambridgeshire. I really want to get home, but I can't get towed now till tomorrow. I don't know what I'm going to do. I have to sleep in the van, but the engine won't turn on. Got no heating. What am I going to do? I have to sit in the van. Won't I? And he said, well, why don't you come back to mine? I've got a spare.
What, in that fucking voice?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what Devon accent is.
Chin him on the spot.
Straight away. Fuck you. Fuck you off. Well, I'm your dog. Give me a dog taking it. Are you going to stay at that man's house?
I mean, realistically, no.
You wouldn't do that?
I don't think I would.
No?
In a real situation like that.
Yeah.
I'd be ringing my fucking director up and saying, you need to get me a hotel because your shithole van's broken down. All right? It's not my fucking problem.
Yeah, fair enough.
And I need a bed because my back's fucked from working for you. Realistically, that's what I'd do. Or sleep in the van. Yeah. I don't think I'd take a bed off a stranger. I couldn't.
No.
The things that could go wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not one to play it safe, but if he's a bit... Do you know what I mean? If he likes a boy, if he likes me, if he looks at me and goes, I like the look of you, I think I'm going to avoid that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because you are one to avoid anyway, aren't you?
Well, yes. He might be into bald guys, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. As you're finding out, quite a lot of people are.
Yeah.
In this podcast. Right, another scenario. Should we do another scenario? Do you want another one?
Go for it. I still got a body and coke to finish.
That's it. That's fair. So, what would be your first? So, like, what would be your first steps of being stranded on a desert island? What would you do?
Oh, fucking!
You popped off there. Well, firstly,
have I got 4G?
This is such a basic bitch question, isn't it? I'm really regretting asking this, isn't it?
I'm well regretting. I've lost a lot of respect.
I'm really sorry. Such a bad question, isn't it? What would you do on a desert island? Well, no one fucking knows.
Probably
it's not going to fucking happen, innit?
Probably fucking
We've got no skills.
I mean, I'm asthmatic for a start. So
what am I expecting you to say?
What would I do when my inhaler runs out?
Yeah.
There's no fucking chemist, isn't there?
We are not equipped for that atrocity to happen to us.
I mean, I'm a manly man.
You are a manly man. You've got a manual job.
I can change a tyre.
Oh, we could both. Yeah, we could do that sort of shit. That's it. We could not survive on a desert island.
From me to Ed Stafford. Worlds apart.
Who the fuck said Stafford?
A survival expert.
Oh, okay. See, you don't even know him. Does he drink his own piss?
Bear Grylls.
Bear Grylls.
For me to Bear Grylls.
Yeah.
There's fucking miles in there. I'm nowhere near. I just haven't got the skills.
No.
I've never thought. I've been so coddled in my lovely modern life.
Yeah, with 4G that's it.
And blankets and
lighters.
Fucking lighters. And squash. I wouldn't even be able to drink water. Yeah.
Disgusting. Have you got any cordial anyway? It turns into a warthog.
Got any double strength Robinsons?
Yeah. Just one of those squeezy ones.
Where's fucking Nisa?
We'd be so shit, wouldn't we?
Fucked.
What would you want to do?
Can't die for a ciggy.
Oh my God. I didn't even consider that. Oh Christ.
I'd have to ferment alcohol from fucking coconuts and crabs or something. I don't know.
Horrible crabs.
Yeah. Crab flavoured vodka. Fuck that. I'd rather die.
What would you do if you were stranded on a desert island, literally drown myself.
Yeah, I'd get it over with quite quickly. Yeah. Yeah. I'd find a big rock and bash my fucking head in. it's the proper answer.
So
I don't know.
True.
I don't bloody know. I mean,
no, it's no, mate. You don't need to give me an answer because that's right. Because we would be awful. The
reality,
first thing I'd do, I'd try and find some water. I'd look at the sea and go, "Well, what the fuck do I do with that?"
In reality, that would be the answer. I mean, a perfect world, I'd like to think, oh, I'd have a go.
I'd try and find a food source.
Try and find a water source. I've got a vague idea.
I'm a vegetarian. Fucked.
You fucking wouldn't be.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
And then we come back to the question, well, if you had to eat meat, if you were stranded on a desert island and all you had were pigs, I'm sorry, we've got pigs. What the fuck are they eating?
Yeah. Ollie, well, they are. And thanks.
That age-old vegetarian question, well, if you were forced to.
Yes, I fucking would. If I was forced to eat it, yes, of course I would. I'd be starving, you silly
fucking
twat.
Right.
Fucking meat eaters do have, and I'm not talking about you, but a lot of meat eaters do have that fucking, well, what if this, sort of authority over you. What the fuck are you on about, for fuck's sake? I just don't want to eat a dead thing. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, what if you're in this situation?
I'm not.
Well, I'm fucking not, am
yeah.
I?
Yeah, and if so I am, I'll reassess my situation and my dietary requirements, thank you.
Like everyone does in every single life.
Yeah.
I'll reassess it in the situation. Yeah. I'm not making a standout rule that will serve me for every single purpose of
100%.
My life. 100%. And
if you are,
you tell me that fucking rule, mate.
Yeah.
Because I'd love to know.
Isn't it?
That serves you in every single purpose and every single situation of your life. Would you eat meat? Where's their fridge?
Yeah.
Innit? Have I got a hob? What the fuck's your point?
Well, yeah, can I make fire?
Fuck off.
Can I cook it?
Is there kidney beans? Can I make a chili?
Yeah.
Piss off, mate. What about corn? Can we make corn?
It's fucking stupid, isn't it?
An impossible burger.
Yeah.
Have we got one of them? I was just
nip down to Honest Burger.
Stick it on some ice. Barbecue in the evening.
Just get a fucking Tesco delivery. Innit? Fucking idiots.
Wankers, mate. I'm a meat eater and I fucking hate shit like that.
Oh, it's silly. It's so frustrating.
Like, how far do we go with that? Well, you've only got meat. All right, well, they can survive.
Yeah.
They've seemed to fatten.
How is that happening?
So they've fattened themselves up enough for me to eat, have they?
Yeah.
For me, a modern man, to consume them, they've found enough produce on this fucking desert island to eat.
And you know what? What if they have? They've found enough grass I don't want to eat, yeah? Fair play. Yes, I'm going to eat the cunts. Because they're food.
Of course you fucking
I'm hungry.
What are they eating? Do you know if they're just eating grass?
I don't know what pigs eat anyway.
They're probably fucking emaciated.
Is that like what cows... No, they eat, you feed cows grain and shit, don't you? And chickens, I don't know. I'm not a farmer.
Grass fed, all sorts. I don't fucking know.
Fuck knows.
I'm not an agricultural expert.
No, this is the thing. That's another reason why we would not last any time on a desert island.
No, because we don't know enough.
We do, literally.
Why would we, though?
You'd be like, right, well, we're going to put the condenser. Oh, wait. No, wait. No,
it's boiling out here. Let's get some air.
It's just, we would be
bringing
would
up
be
to Sheba.
Yeah.
Have you got a 5 kilowatt unit you can stick to? Not a fucking clue where I am. Just keep an eye out for the send help.
Just triangulate
spelled
my
out
signal.
In rocks on the side of a fucking beach. There's loads of pigs, really well fed pigs. And that's the only source of food,
though. That's all I can eat. For some reason.
I've had pulled pork for fucking days. It's been a nightmare.
I'm sick of it. Send a loaf of bread while you're at it.
We've got no brioche buns. Send some out and a bit of barbecue sauce. I'm fucking I'm dying for a pulled pork burger. It's got a South American slaw. Slice of Edam. Fuck.
Anyway, what's about that? Oh, if you can pick me up. I fucking hate this island. There's too many pigs.
Yeah, there are fucking pigs everywhere. Do you know what? I'm sick of pigs. I'm going to become a vegetarian. I'm going to start eating grass. Fuck it. Wherever the pigs are eating, I'm having that.
Fucking
I'm
hell.
Sick of it. Pork chops for fucking days now.
Fuck me. Right, look. Have you got any other scenarios?
We've gone on far too far.
We have, mate. If you look,
I'm actually crying.
If there's any scenarios that you want us to answer in that comedic way, please send them into thenerve@callsofthefaithful.com because that is where we will answer the emails from. And I will eventually put that email box onto my phone and I will actually keep up to date with those emails, up to date with those fucking emails. And for the next episode, we'll be able to answer them, maybe.
It'll probably be a little bit more structured as well.
Maybe, but also maybe not.
More than likely.
Maybe more of the same for episode 2. I'm guessing episode 5 is where we'll really find our rhythm. Yeah. I don't know, but I've really enjoyed my time tonight, Will.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. Do you know what? I was fucking knackered coming home from work. God, we've got to do this thing. I've actually left in fucking tears about ridiculous situations and ridiculous people's fucking notions on it.
It's been great. I've had a really good laugh. I haven't laughed so long in a long time. So
I haven't.
Let's cheers.
Cheers, old boy.
Cheers to that. And I'll
see you.
Fuck's sake.